They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
Those are some sounds, of course, today from today's ceremony for Remembrance Day on Parliament Hill. Those sounds, I mean, especially hearing the last post, always stirs emotions in me. And I'm not a veteran. I don't have any veterans in my immediate family, so I can only imagine how meaningful it is for all the veterans out there. And of course, something of great meaning when it comes to Remembrance Day are the poppies that we wear, that we obtain as a way of donating to services that help our veterans right across this country. But how much thought do you put into the meaning behind that poppy as you wear it? You know, just before the break, or just before we came back from the break, somebody texted into the text board, "What's surprising to me is that most Canadians don't know that you're requested to return your poppy to your local cenotaph at some point on Remembrance Day. I always do, and it's a special moment." Now, I know that having covered and attended many Remembrance Day ceremonies over my year as a journalist and just as a citizen attending these things, but there's a lot of history, a lot of fascinating history behind the poppy that I think a lot of Canadians don't know. And to walk us through that now is Tim Cook. Tim is the Canadian War Museum historian, and he's also the author of 12 books on Canadian military and history. Tim, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's good to be on your show.
You know, I just want to start out by quoting some of your words that you actually had in the Globe and Mail. Tim wrote an incredible piece in the Globe and Mail today about the history of the poppy. And you ended, some of the words you ended on were these: "The poppy has always been tethered to those Canadians who served and sacrificed, to acts of violence and heroism, and is a symbol of commemoration and observation. It is a flower infused with tears for loved ones long gone and sadness for humanity's flaws that led to war." And I think, and I thank you, Tim, for those very powerful words. But if you could just bring us back to the beginning, the link between the poppy and Remembrance Day all began with that poem that we all know so well by physician and poet John McCrae. Bring us back to where John McCrae was. What was happening around him when he penned that famous poem in Flanders Fields and brought the poppy really into all of our lives?
Mm-hmm. Well, John McCrae wrote that in Flanders Fields during the Second Battle of Ypres in April 1915, and some of your listeners will know that's the battle where the Germans unleashed chlorine gas for the first time really in the history of warfare. The Canadian division, 18,000 strong, fought in a heroic rearguard action, holding off the Germans, even though they were outnumbered, outgunned, and facing this lethal chlorine gas. And John McCrae was there as a surgeon. He had served in the South African War. Of course, he was born in Guelph. And during that battle, he was operating as a forward surgeon on the mangled boys that were coming before him. And he worked for 2 weeks straight, many times, nearly killed. He wrote home to his mother, telling her that he was going to be killed on that battlefield. And in one brief moment of taking a break, he heard that one of his close friends was killed, and he presided over that funeral and then wrote that famous poem in Flanders Fields. And there's a story behind that. He threw away the poem. I think it was a cathartic act for him just to get it out of his system. Someone read it, one of his friends, and said, "You've got to publish this." And it was published in December of 1915, and it became a worldwide success. Probably the most successful Canadian cultural product ever made, if we just reflect on that. And in that poem, of course, he talks about the poppies, those poppies, and they represent the fallen. Fast forward to 1921, and a number of activists began to talk about the importance of wearing a poppy as a sign of commemoration, and our Canadian veterans precursor to the Royal Canadian Legion called the Great War Veterans Association adopted it in 1921.
Yeah, you know, something I found really interesting that I don't know that I'd heard before reading your article in the Globe and Mail today was how the poem and the poppy became a tool for propaganda. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because this poppy and that poem, it's really an evolving history we've seen over the years.
It is evolving, and the poppy, it feels like it's been with us our whole lives. Of course, it's 100 years, but it has gone through various evolutions of meaning. The poppy has largely remained and looks the same. During the Great War, the First World War, McCrae's poem and the poppies were seen as a way to recruit more young men to serve. And in fact, John McCrae's poem, if you read the lyrics, it's about the fallen, the dead, calling the living to keep up the fight. But the genius in that poem, I think, is that after the war, as Canadians were trying to make meaning of the sacrifice, the 66,000 Canadians who were killed, they turned to the poppy, and now it was about the fallen or the dead calling on the living to keep remembering, to not forget. And the poppy fits into that. Of course, the 1920s was a period where we built thousands of memorials across this country, provincial, national memorials, Vimy unveiled in 1936. And that's where the poppy, I think, really emerges as this strong emblem of remembrance, a wearable icon for us to say we will never forget.
Hmm. You know, something else I found really interesting reading your piece, you quoted from an editorial that was printed on October 29th, 1946 in Vancouver's The Province newspaper. And what I'm going to read the quote in a minute, but something we were talking about earlier on in the show a couple occasions is post-traumatic stress disorder and how it wasn't really recognized until very recently, really, to the point that we understand PTSD now. Certainly that wasn't the case back in the 1940s, but this quote that you included, it says, "Poppy Day, like Remembrance Day, belongs to the men who died in the service of their country, but even more, it belongs to the men who have gone on living, men who never quite recovered from the shock and injuries of battle, but who gave their youth and their hopes for the safety of others." I found that remarkable to read that sentiment back in the 1940s, when I consider how far we still have to come when it comes to tending to the mental, the psychological injuries of our veterans. What did you make of that quote?
Yeah, I think it's a powerful sentiment. And, you know, Canadians of previous generations were not as well attuned to PTSD as we are today, of course. We still have far to go. But even after the First World War, even after the Second World War, there was an understanding that war imprinted itself on the soldiers who survived, or the airmen, or the nurses, or the sailors. But there just wasn't a great understanding of what could be done. And I'm very lucky to have been a historian, still a historian, I guess, for 25 years now. I've spoken to veterans my whole life. And they talk about this, that it wasn't well understood, that they often had to deal with it individually, or their partners, or their families. And I remember talking to one veteran who woke up almost every single night. He was a veteran of the Second World War. He'd fought through the Italian campaign. He woke up in battle, fighting for his life in his dreams. And that has always struck me as one of those legacies of war. And so today on Remembrance Day and with the poppy, we should reflect, as they did in 1946, on those who never came home to their loved ones, those who did come home but who were scarred physically and mentally. We should also reflect on those who came home who were not. And I've talked to a lot of veterans who have said to me, you know, Tim, not everyone came back with these deep scars, and we should remember that. And I think we need to make a space for the families, for the loved ones, for the wives, for the children, for the communities that experienced the grief, that often supported veterans. And all of that comes together today on this very powerful day, a day I think that is sacred to many Canadians.
Tim Cook, thank you so much. So many powerful sentiments. If you haven't returned your poppy to the local cenotaph yet, please do so. It's a very meaningful part of the day. Tim Cook from the Canadian War Museum.